Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. Rescuers in Ukraine's capital are working to find survivors of a Russian missile attack on an apartment building. The missile slammed into the 9-story building in Kyiv early this morning. It was part of a barrage that hit the capital today. And NPR's Greg Myrie reports that Russia has stepped up long-range attacks around the country this weekend.
The Russian strike hit the top floor of the residential building in the center of Kyiv, rattling the city and sending a plume of smoke into the air just after 6 a.m. The top several floors were badly damaged. Kyiv's mayor, Vitaly Klitschko, said some residents were trapped in the rubble and had to be rescued, including a 7-year-old girl. Russian troops retreated from the outskirts of Kyiv at the end of March, and attacks on the capital have been rare since then. However, Russia has unleashed widespread missile attacks over the weekend, hitting a number of cities in the north and the west of the country that are not often targeted. Greg Myrie, NPR News, Kyiv.
The U.S. and other group of seven nations will ban the imports of gold from Russia. NPR's Tamara Keith reports on this latest effort to cut Russia off from the global financial system.
President Biden's announcement is the first action to come from the G7 meeting that began today in the German Alps.
We have to stay together. Yeah. Because Putin has been counting on from the beginning that somehow NATO would and the G7 would splinter and... But we haven't, and we're not going to.
Russian gold is its second largest export behind oil. At the G7, the leaders will spend significant time discussing global food and fuel shortages tied to the war, as well as inflation, which has been exacerbated by those supply challenges. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Telfs, Austria.
The Ukrainian president's office says the latest Russian missile strikes on Kyiv show that sanctions should be more aggressive and include a European Union embargo on Russian gas. As nearly 24 states move to ban or restrict access to abortion following Friday's Supreme Court ruling, both supporters and opponents of abortion rights have been demonstrating in cities across the country and in front of the Supreme Court building itself, as NPR's Danielle Kirchleben reports.
It was an emotional day for some who support abortion rights, like Beth Baker of Tacoma Park, Maryland.
Well, I have an 8-year-old granddaughter, and I just... I can't believe she could maybe be denied access to contraception, or if she needed something like an abortion in the future, that she would have to be terrified.
Some who support abortion rights fear the court will eventually limit the right to contraception. Protesters who oppose abortion rights were at the court, though it appeared in lesser numbers. They said they were joyful about the ruling, but also anticipating more fights at the state level. Danielle Kurtzleben, NPR News.
And this is NPR News. Authorities in South Africa are investigating the deaths of at least 17 people. Police say their bodies were found early today inside a popular nightclub in the coastal town of East London. It's not clear what led to the deaths. A local newspaper says the bodies show no sign of visible injuries. The airline industry calling on the Federal Aviation Administration to ensure it has adequate air traffic control staffing to prevent additional summer flight delays and cancellations. NPR's David Shaper reports the move comes after Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg called on airlines to get their staffing problems in order.
After widespread flight delays and cancellations blamed on bad weather and pilot shortages, Buttigieg met virtually with airline CEOs last week, telling them to make sure their flight schedules realistically reflect their staffing levels the rest of the summer. Now, the industry group Airlines for America says air traffic control staffing shortages may be responsible for a third of those recent flight disruptions, and it's asking Buttigieg to ensure that the FAA has adequate controller staffing ahead of the busy 4th of July holiday weekend. The FAA says it has acted on the issues raised by the airlines and fired back, saying after receiving $54 billion in pandemic relief to help save the airlines, the American people deserve to have their expectations met. David Shaper, NPR News.
NASA is set to launch a rocket shortly from the Artem Space Center in remote northern Australia. The launch to take scientific observations marks the space agency's first from a commercial spaceport outside the United States. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.